I'm Sophie, and this is YOU, which stands for Youth of Unity. And today I will be talking a little bit about how unity and being a part of YOU has affected me and how I've taken things that I've learned and implemented them into my life. So unity is really the only church that I've ever known, and growing up in such a loving and accepting environment has helped me come out of my shell and step into the person that I'm becoming. I think that one of the best things I've taken into my everyday life is becoming aware of my spiritual being and acknowledging that I am more than my physical self. The idea that each of us are made up of not only a physical body, but also light and a spirit inside us has always resonated with me. I wish that I could tell an amazing story of where I first came across this realization, but I think that being around such open, loving people has really been the thing that gave me permission to love myself for me and inspired me to continue to be a loving and open person to everyone else I meet along the way, because I understand what a profound impact good energy can have on a person and how much it could help them and maybe even change their life like it did mine. In a world so fixated on our outer appearances, it's uplifting and even freeing to have your inner light acknowledged, because it helps us see that people care and that we are being seen for more than just the outside, especially when that positivity and light is being radiated by teenagers and people that are my age. YOU events have been such a powerful thing in my life, and even though I haven't attended all of them, every time I go, I know I can look forward to feeling completely accepted for being myself. I think that even the most confident, put together, and successful people in the world need people around them to lift them up instead of bringing them down, and only helps them see all the good in themselves they may have forgotten was even there. I'm far from being perfectly put together, but no matter what, the community of YOU and Unity gives me a safe place where I can come to be me. After attending YOU events, we have a running joke about going back into the real world, but it's not really a joke. After being around some of the most compassionate and thoughtful people I've ever met, it's difficult to plunge myself back into my packed school schedule and seemingly never-ending list of to-dos. Although going back into everyday life can be challenging, because the stark contrast between the attitudes of the Youth of Unity and how some of the people view life in the real world becomes so apparent, one thing I can always remember is that what I have to offer from the inside is what really counts. And although some things that I have going on at times can seem like the end of the world, I can get through anything with support from people who care. I love Unity because we always respect people where they're at in their spiritual journeys. I've never felt pressured to feel a certain way or believe a certain thing. I have only ever received patience, kindness, and love from the people here. And because of their patience and never-ending support, I feel as though I'm beginning to forge a new path to discovering more about myself and getting to create amazing connections along the way. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Liz, and today I'm going to be talking about my experience in YOU. The YOU has affected me my entire life. As a lot of you might know, I've been coming here for pretty much forever. Since when we first started coming here, I was about 4 years old and I was up in the nursery. I can remember that I looked up to the YOUers a lot. I thought they were awesome, they were the big kids, they got to do so much cool stuff. But I never really imagined how much the YOU would impact my life. It's changed my life in a lot of ways. One of those ways is the connections I've made with other YOUers. I love meeting people through Unity and YOU for many reasons. For one, I like meeting people through YOU because they understand a lot of aspects of me that other people don't. Like my belief that everyone is good, randomly complimenting people, and random acts of kindness, and a lot of other things that have become a part of me because of YOU. And another reason that I love meeting people and making connections with people through YOU is because of how much they help me. One example that I can recall was pretty recently, at our last camp, actually. As a lot of my friends know, I have pretty bad social anxiety. So the thought of going up to a group of people and hanging out with people can be slightly terrifying at times. At camp, we were having dinner, and normally I make sure I can get there fairly early, so it's easy to find a table that's not crowded or anything. But this specific time, that didn't work. I got there and most of the tables were already really full. So, naturally, I went and sat alone in a corner at an empty table because I was too scared to go up and talk to other people. Soon enough, some of my friends noticed I was sitting all alone. And they knew about my social anxiety, so they knew it wasn't because I wanted to be alone, it was because I was too scared to go talk to other people. So soon, one of them came and sat by me and hung out with me and talked to me. Soon, more of them came and sat by me, and suddenly, I wasn't alone anymore. I was surrounded by a loving, positive energy, and it made me really happy to know I had friends who understood and they cared about me there. When I was a little kid, I knew that YAU was going to be great, but I never really imagined the connections I'd make with other YAUers would have such an impact on me in my life. YAU was a really amazing experience, and I'm very glad to be a part of it. Thank you.
So much wisdom. So what I want to say is that in this Christmas season, this season of giving, this holiday season, and especially with the turbulent times that are going on in our world, wouldn't you agree? It's so important to remember that an act of kindness, you know, a caring moment of reaching out your hand to someone else, being compassion in action, that can be a healing moment for someone in such a way that it can help a young person with social anxiety get beyond that and be able to stand up here and speak to all of us. Or to help our young folks get up and share their music with us and to sing. Just really feel the value of that, the power of that. Remember when you were a teen? No, yeah, that's how long. And how wonderful to have this safety net that can help to grow into who they've come here to be. I don't know about you, but I have often thought, where was YOU when I was 15 years old? So the support can help all of us. And it comes through many channels. It comes through our YOU sponsors, who show up every single week. You know who you are. Who drive great distances to attend these events with our young people, who lead them in music. You know, I used to be a YOU sponsor, and I know the commitment that is part of this. How many here have volunteered as YOU sponsors in the past? You want to stand up, please? Yes. Stand up. And a shout out to wonderful Doug, our sound guy. You know, he gave up going to a basketball game yesterday to come and rehearse with us. And to all of you who support our young people, never underestimate the value and the power of being a loving, kind, compassionate presence. Really, never underestimate that. Because it can change a life. It truly can, in a big way. It could be that kind word that you say that makes all the difference. Isn't that cool? Really. So our teens have learned firsthand the power of unconditional love and acceptance. And during this holiday season and beyond, I invite all of us to continue sharing our light, being love in action, treating ourselves and each other with great compassion and caring, never knowing how that moment could change a life. And through it all, connecting with you, who you really are. Star stuff. I love our meditation. Didn't you, Jonathan? You're right. Awesome. Yes. And so our theme today is connecting with YOU, but YOU also spells you. And so it's all about connecting with that deeper part of ourselves, the truth of who we are, that compassionate kindness within us, and expressing it in the world. being who you really are and making a difference in this planet. And so it is. Thanks. All right. I'm going to get off my soapbox now.
Good morning. I'm Christy Lapke, and I get to be one of the privileged sponsors with these lovely teens. And I know I speak for myself and for my fellow sponsors that we show up because of these guys. It doesn't feel like work. They are inspirational. They are teaching us as much as maybe we're teaching them. So it's a pure privilege and joy on our part. So we have a slideshow that we wanted to share with you, kind of showcasing some of our latest events that we've been to. We travel 3 times a year to Northwest Regional events with teens from all over our region and adults as well. And it's a youth-led organization, so the teens are the ones kind of running the show, and we just are there to help them and support them as they're there. So we thought maybe if you could see some of it for yourself, you might get another taste of what that's like.